Keep the Aspidistra Flying by George Orwell. Read by Richard E. Grant. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not money, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not money, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not money, it profiteth me nothing. Money suffereth long, and is kind. Money envieth not. Money vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And now abideth faith, hope, money, these three, but the greatest of these is money. 1 Corinthians 13. Adapted. Chapter 1. The clock struck 2:30. In the little office at the back of Mr. McKechnie's bookshop, Gordon Comstock, last member of the Comstock family, aged 29 and rather moth-eaten already, lounged across the table, pushing a fourpenny packet of player's weights open and shut with his thumb. The ding-dong of another remoter clock from the Prince of Wales, the other side of the street, rippled the stagnant air. Gordon made an effort, sat upright, and stowed his...